So, the inyan of achilas matzah kol shiva. Try to figure out exactly what the getter of mitzvahs matzah is on Shari Mei Pesach outside of Laila Rishon. It's a big topic, but just to hit upon a few of the items. So it's Gemara in Pesachim, Kufchot in the Aleph. It's the second page here. Yeah. So Gemara says, about 10 lines from the bottom, Tani Kavase Derovo. You see it? Sheshes Yamim Tocho Matzos, Vyomashvi Atheris, Lashem Elkach, Mashvi Rushos, Av Sheshes Yamim Rushos. It's the same way that by Shvi'i there's no, doesn't say Tocho Matzos, so Matzos only Rushos, so too. Sheshes Yomim, the last 6 days of Pesach, is Rishos. My time, what's the drasha? Havidover Shev Chlal, V'yotzim in the Chlal, L'lamed, Lo L'lamed Atma Yotza, El L'lamed L'chlal Kulu Yotza. It's coming to say that not only is Shvi Rishos, but really all 6 days are Rishos. Yochol Af Laila HaRishon, once you say that maybe the fact that Shvi is Rishos should be Melamed, that all 7 days is Rishos, Tamalomar Amatzmar Miyachlu, that there is a chiyuv matzah b'leil rishon, but for shar yamim we have the drasha of dover shev bechlal. V'yotzim l'lekal lami lami l'atma yotza lami l'klal kulu yotza. That the rest of Pesach chutz b'leil rishon is a rishos, because shvi was yotzim l'klal. What does it mean rishos? So the Rashbam here says, a few lines up from where we read, af sheshes yamim rishos. Shem rotzo lechol basar below lechem, ole his anos, harishos biyado. It's rishos, you don't have to eat matzah. There's another Gemara in Sukkah, daf chav zayin, the flip side of this page. See, around the middle of the Amud, Amar v'yochno mishim mishim ben yad sadak. About 5 lines up from the 2 dots in the middle of the Amud. Nemar kan chamisha osor v'nemar chamisha osor b'chaga matzos. Ma lo holon laylo harishon chovo mikan v'eloch rishos. Af kan laylo harishon chovo mikan v'eloch rishos. Both by Sukkot and by Pesach, laylo rishon z'chovo, shar yomim z'rishos. V'hosel minolon, how you know by Pesach, amar krob erev tochlu matzos, akosuv kovu chovo, z'chovo, Erev Tochlu Matzos, Laila Rishon Zachov. So, Poshup Shat, you read the Gemara, Pshut Kamashmo, Pesach Bashar, Mat Bashar Yamim is a Rishos. That's what the Gemara calls it. So, look in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Ayin Hei, Siv Zayin, he passes this. Shulchan Aruch is on the next Amvon. In Mishnah Berurah here, Tav Ayin Hei, Siv Katan Zayin, Siv Zayin. Ein chiyuv achilas matzah elo belayla harishon bilvad. So the chiyuv is only lala rishon. Okay, without any hesber, pashup shad is shar yamim is rishus. Zot mishnah brura. So mem dalad mem hey. Dechtiv be'erev tochlu matzos. Aval shar kol halelos v'chol yamim ena mozar elo shalol lechol chametz. The chiyuv is not to eat chametz, but there's no chiyuv of matzah. V'yavtem b'chiyuv lechol pas b'yantov. Yochol latzis b'matzah shira. Avalechem oni in the mechuyah. Memhei. V'shem ha'gra kost v'dak upon a mitzvah ikol lecho matzah kol shiva elosh eno chiyuv. The gra holds that there is a mitzvah of matzah kol shiva, but it's just not a chiyuv. Mishnah Berurah also quotes this in Hilchos Sukkah. It's on the first page. In the black section. Sif Katan Chof Dalid, and the Mechaber, he quotes the din that Sukkah is Rishus, Bishar Yomim. So he says, Kidin Achilas Matzah B'Pesach. So Nistapakti Lefi Mashi Yedua Das Hagro, the mitzvah lechol matzah kol shivas yimei Pesach, Kipashti Dekro, shivas yomim tocha matzos, el the mitzvah asehu rak be'erev. There's no chiyuvish, just a kiyum mitzvah. Efshar dehu adin hocha mitzvah l'chachil lechol pas kol zayin yamim l'varech leishev b'sukkah. Could be that by sukkah also, there'd be, based on tesvav that we saw in the Gemara, maybe there'd be a mitzvah to eat bread all 7 days and to make a leishev b'sukkah. Just a little bit mashma, I don't know, maybe mashma that the Gaon would say to make a bracha also on achilas matzah kol shiva. The Gemara doesn't say that, but we'll see about the other mafreshim hold about that. On top, see the lashon of the Maaser Rav inside. Shivas yomim torchal matzos. It says kuf pehe kol shiva mitzvah. The inu kori lo rishus ela legabel lala rishon sheichov. The Gemara calls it rishus, not to say it's rishus mamish, but just negel lala rishon where it's a chova. It's called rishus, but really it's a mitzvah. When mitzvah legabel chova, rishus kori lo. Afa pichay mitzvah min araisahi. So it's a kiyum mitzvah. V'chein pirshu yontov ein sarach os pesach b'matzah sukkos b'sukkah. You don't put on tefillin on yontov because there's already an os outside of tefillin. You have pesach b'matzah sukkos b'sukkah. You have matzah and the sukkah is the simen. So it's mashma that matzah kol shiva because of shayel b'chol hamoed. It's mashma that matzah also would be served as a simen on shar yamim. And you don't have to put on, it serve as an os, and you don't have to put on tefillin because you already have an os. If matzah was only rishus and not a mitzvah, how is matzah going to be an os to pater you from tefillin? Bal korachot matzah is a mitzvah. Okay, so that's the go. It's pointed out that the chizkuni says this chiddush, that there's a kiyum mitzvah, not just for shus mamish. They make a copy of the chizkuni, but Rav Elchanan brings it, so you can look at Rav Elchanan to quote the chizkuni. Rav Elchanan's in the back page. in Kobe Shirim Kiddushin, Os, in the back page, if you want. Kuf Mem Gimel. Beginning of Kof Mem Gomel, Uvetosos Revo Pirit Parshas Bo, Kosta B'Shem Chizkuni. Yesh Lechot Dvarim Shem Mekabim Schara Leim Be'asi Yasson, Ve'im Mekabim Leim Onesh, Kishein Osan Osan. You go Matzah Mileil Rishon Ve'elo. Something you get Schara on, and there's no Onesh if you don't do, there's no Onesh if you don't do it. Mileil Rishon Ve'elo Rishos. So Mekamokam Kosta Be'achilas Hashisha Asei. It's called an Asei, Shem Emar Shivas Yemen Matzos Tochelo. Ve'zeo Shepirish Me'mechilto, Lufisha Ne'mar Yomim, Klomar, imach matzah kol shiva yomim, kiyim shivas yomim matzah tochelo. You eat all 7 days as a kiyim shivas yomim matzah tochelo. Leilos minayin, klomar imach matzah kol shiva leilos minayin. She kiyim pasuk mekabel schar. Tamalomar ad yom echad, ad yom. Tamalomar ad yom ha'echad. So, okay. Yeah. So. I think there's something missing here. Printout. But the Chizkuni also calls it that there's a kiyum mitzvah called Shiva. This Gemara Masechet is also Mechilta, Rashi brings out the Torah. So you have the Gemara and the Chizkuni that hold that there's a kiyum mitzvah called Shiva. Chasim Sofer, Tshuva, Semen Kuf Tzadi Aleph and Yardea brings this Chizkuni that there's a kiyum mitzvah called Shiva and says before she still don't make a bracha because since it's only Rishus, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to. That's why you don't make a bracha. So, but so a few nafkaminas, if it's a kiyum mitzvah or only rishus, so first of all, maybe you do make a bracha, and if you aren't supposed to make a bracha, but you do, is it a bracha levatala? If you don't make a bracha, why don't you make a bracha? Rav Sternbach has other nafkaminas, if it's a kiyum or not. Rav Sternbach, in Moadim Zmanim, Chela Gimel, Simen, Reish Samech Zayin. So, first of all, if there's a kiyum mitzvah kol shiva, then maybe you should try to run after kol zayis v'zayis. You should try to have more zayis. If each zayis is a mitzvah, there's an inyan of chiva of mitzvahs, so you should go after every zayis on Shari Mei Pesach. Try to have more matzah. Each zayis would be a mitzvah. He also says that he wants to be mechadish that maybe on Shari Mei Pesach, if you have it with other tavlin, if you dip it in Tapuach Adamah or anything else, that maybe the same way we say that you can't have morah with the matzah because tam morah is mevatel the matzah, maybe the shar tavlin that you dip the matzah in would be mevatel Vatel Tam Matzah, and that's the Vatel the Mitzvah of Matzah. And you're being Vatel the Kiyu Mitzvah of Matzah by dipping it into Tavon. Then he says that no, it's not true. It's really only Moror, which is Mevatel Tam because of its Moros. But it's too horrif. But Shar Tavon won't be Mevatel. But then he says, Afu Pichan, you still need a Shem Pass. So if you have other tavlin is the rove, you put so much stuff on top of the matzah, making it into like either a sandwich or whatever you do, and there's more tavlin than matzah, then it wouldn't be called pas anymore, and you will lose the mitzvah of zayas of matzah. So he says that's what he comes out with, that lefi the grow, you should be careful not to, if you want to be mekayim the zayas on shar, you want to have the key mitzvah, don't overdo the tavlin. So that's the Gaon and that's the Chizkuni. What do other Rishonim hold about this Chiddush? Is there any Ramazim to what they hold? Pshuta Kamashmo, Gemara says Rishus, there should be no Indian Kiyu Mitzvah. There's Achronim that are Medayik from Shreif Gemara's that maybe there's an Indian Kiyu Mitzvah. There's plenty of Shuan, Pshuta Chafes. The Siv and Shuva Meshav Dover is Medayik from Gemara Pshuta Daf Mem. The Goyoni Hashas from Yosef Engel and Daf Lamed Ches is Medayik from the Gemara says, Machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, if you're Yotze with Meiser Sheni, Matzah Shal Meiser Sheni, so Shailuf, so the Gemara's Lashon is, you're not Yotze Yidei Achilas. B'Pesach ain't a Yotze Yidei Chavaso, or yeah, you are Yotze Yidei Chavaso. The Gemara says, Esrog Shal Meiser Sheni, ain't a Yotze Yidei Chavaso, or yeah, Yotze Yidei Chavaso, B'Yontiv. So he's bothered. Why, when discussing if you're yotze with esrog of ma'aser sheni, it says on yontev, you should use the same lashon when it says matzah shel ma'aser sheni if a yotze be yontev or not. Why is the lashon of pesach? Because nafkamina, if there's a kiyum of matzah kol shiva, then we want to know if you're not yotze lechavaso, but if there's a kiyum, there's nafkamina for shari me'achag. If there's a kiyum mitzvah in matzah shel ma'aser sheni, that's why the gemara uses the lashon of pesach. By matzah shel ma'aser sheni, to show that's nogea for kol shavim me'achag, there's a mitzvah. Ma'ashekein by esrog, where it's only on yontav. That's avis medayik in the Gemara Pesachim Lamaches, like the Gaon, that there's a key mitzvah kol shiva. Then he also brings an interesting raya, which is really the Gaon and Ma'aser Rav really some rames to this. The Indian of Tfilin Chol HaMoed is a shaila, and it's a shaila of if there's. One of the discussions is if there already is a os, then you don't need the os of tefillin. So Tosos in Eruvin and Menachos have a certain nusach, and in Shuvas Harash changes the nusach. Tosos in Eruvin Sadi Vov, Tosos in Menachos is Lamed Vov. I'll just read the Tosos in Menachos. The Gemara says, you know, there's no tefillin on Yantav. Yatsu Shabbosos v'yamim tovim shehein atman kriin os. Shabbos and Yantav is called an os. So Tosfos says, lo mishum diyasir b'yasiyas melocha. It's not because an iser melocha that makes the os of Shabbos and Yantav. The afilu chol shamoi the shor b'yasiyas melocha ika os b'pesach. Because you can't say it's iser melocha, because if so, then Chol Moed, which is much of Besiyas Malacha, because the Shita Tosos is that Isser Malacha and Chol Moed is only Derbanan, it's not the Raisa. So Chol Moed is Mutter Besiyas Malacha, that would mean that there is no Os by Chol Moed. And that would mean that you would need to put on Tefillin Chol Moed, which Tosos is not comfortable with saying. But he says there's a separate Os, on Pesach and Sukkot as well. The Afilu Chol Shamoed, Ika Os Pesach. What's the Os of Pesach? The Os of Be'achilas Chametz. Uvesukas the chay besukah. The os of Pesach is also bechilas chametz. That's the pasha reading of the Gemara in Pesachim and Sukkah that we saw. That on Pesachim, that on Pesach, shar yemei chag. What's different about matzah? There's an isra bechilas chametz. It's not that there's a chiyuv kiyum of matzah. There's also bechilas chametz, and that's the lashon of Tosfos in Eruvin as well. Tzadivov. In Shuvas Harash, he says it differently. Shuvas Harash klal chav gimel. Os Gimel says Shalta al Hanachas Tefillin b'Chol Moed. Yesh me'agaonim she'amru she'ein haniach Tefillin b'Chol Moed. First he says she'ein tzarich os she'ein atman os she'asur b'yasiyas melacha b'davar she'ein oved. there's an Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed. He goes with, there isn't, the Chol HaMoed's the Raisa, and he's going them home. The Ode, Shechayev B'Yeshiva Sukkot B'Chag U'V'Pesach Chayev B'Achilas Matzah. It's not the Isra Achilas Chomet that makes the oath on Pesach. It says Chayev B'Achilas Matzah. Avada Chayev B'Achilas Matzah can't mean Mamish, because that would be against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Roshos. But Chayev B'Achilas Matzah means that there's an Indian, or at least a Kiyum of Achilas Matzah. Same way that by Yeshiva Sukkah, Poshup Shat, when he says Chayev Yeshiva Sukkah, Poshup Shat means there's a Kiyum of Sukkah on Sukkot, not Dafka, there's a Chiv. The Echronim talk about if by Sukkot, Poshup Shat is just a Kiyum Mitzvah. If you want to be in the Sukkah, you get a Kiyum Mitzvah for being there. Some say it's like Tzitzit, that there's a Chiv. Once you have the Sukkah, then it becomes a Chiv to be in there. But the same way that Poshup Shat Sukkah is a Kiyum, so too Matzah is a Kiyum. So or in fact, the Rosh changed the Loshman from Tosfos is Mashma, that the Rosh holds that there is a Kiyum Mitzvah. That's the Yilnei Shatz wants to be back from the Rosh. Like the Chizkuni and the Gon, that there's a key mitzvah called Shiva. Rav Sternbuch wanted to die from the Rambam, also that's a key mitzvah called Shiva. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Hay, when he's talking about Lechem Oni, says, Biyom Rishon Bilvad is when you need Lechem Oni. And the issue of not of only having Mayim and not Nilish Bemei Peros is only Chiyuv on Yom Rishon Bilvad. Rav Sternbuch, I don't understand. If Matzah is only Rishus on Shari Me'achag, why would I need the Rambam to tell me that there's a Chiyuv Lechem Oni on Yom Rishon Bavad? What would I think differently? Would I think that there's a Chiyuv of, an Inyan to have Lechem Oni on Shari Me'achag? The whole Inyan of Shari Me'achag is Rishus, it's only to avoid Chomet, there's no Inyan of Matzah. How could I think that something which is only Rishus, I need to have Lechem Oni? What's the Rambam telling me that Lechem Oni is Yom Rishon Bavad? Elavadai, that even though on Shari Me'achag there's a Kiyum Mitzvah, Afa Pichin, you don't need Lechem only to Mekayim that Mitzvah, it's enough with Matzah Ashira. On that, that's why the Rambam says, Yom Rishon Bavad is when you need Lechem only. Lafuke, that you would think that you need Lechem only on Shari Me'achag, since there isn't any of Matzah, but there's a Kiyum Mitzvah, like the Gon says, but you don't need Lechem only. Azoi, Rav Sternbuch is Medaik from the Rambam. So you have the Rambam with the Rosh. Matzah Ashira, yeah. I mean, we hold the Ramah brings to be Machmir not to have Matzah Ashira b'chlal. Shulchan Aruch says not that way. Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam. And yeah, that would. I mean, if it was Rishus, it would be the same minyan. I mean, if it's Rishus, then definitely there's no Havmir to have Lechem Oni. And the same halacha that either you could or can't have Matzah Ashira, which is a separate discussion, not totally in the Gon. I don't know. So in the Gra, Yotzi with Matzah Ashira. Yeah. I mean, that's what will come out. The Rambam. I don't know what the Gra would hold about it. The Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, Yotzi the Mitzvah. Now, there's the heavy discussion in the Rishonim about if they hold like the Gon or not comes from the Ikar Balamor, but it comes up in a lot of places. So first, there's a Mugen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, the end of Siman Tav Resh Lamed Tes, you have here. The left column is the Mogen Avraham, the end of Tov Resh Lamed Tes, with the finger pointing there. It says, "Masha ein mevarchin al matzah kol shiva, haynu mishum she'ein mitzvah b'achiloso, ela she'ein ochel chametz." You don't make a bracha on matzah kol shiva because there's no mitzvah in eating it. It's just to avoid eating chametz. Masha ein kein besukkah, where there is a mitzvah in eating in the sukkah. So he was bothered. Maishna sukkah from Pesach, that there's a bracha on sukkah and there's no bracha on Pesach. And the answer is sukkah, there's a key of mitzvah. Matzah, there's no key of mitzvah per se, it's just to avoid eating chametz. Mefurish not like the Gon. That matzah is only rishus. Now, the Achronim bring that there's a kolbo that also says this pshat. You see the eye of the frying on the side. here. He quotes the Kol Bo B'Shem HaChochem Mishmul Shakili Shakli, and he says that's what the Magen Avraham is referring to, this chiluk, that there's a sukkah, there's a kiyum mitzvah, matzah is only rishos. The Gedi only Ashas. Also there in Pesachim brings this Kol Bo. So from the Kol Bo you see not like the, and the Magen Avraham you see not like the Gaon, matzah is only rishos. However, there's a Balamor in the end of Pesachim, he also asked this kasha. One looks like this. The Yesh. Okay, so in the Mora Katon here, on the bottom of the first column, four lines up, in the grayer portion, it says V'yesh Hasholem. Four lines up in the first column is V'yesh Hasholem. V'yesh Hasholem, V'yachilas Matzah. Matam ein anu mevarchim alea kol shiva. Kimosh mevarchim ala sukkah kol shiva. Duhogam rina mehadodi. Matzah is learned out from sukkah. That's the Gemara in sukkah. Shalayla harishon chovo. Mikan ve'elech rishus. Bein b'matzah, bein b'sukkah. Ki yisah perke yashon. So what's the chiluk by Shar Yamim? That by sukkah you make the bracha, matzah you don't. V'yesh lahashiv. Lefisha Adam Yochol Bishar Yomim Lamod Below Achilas Matzah, Via Nizon de Orez, Vedochom, Vachomine Peros. You can get away without eating matzah and Shar Yomim. Masha'en came Besukkah, She'en Yochol Lamod Beloshin and Gimel Yomim, Vahu Chai of Lishin Besukkah Tayalbo. So he asked the Kashin, it's different Teretz. Teretz is that by matzah you can avoid eating matzah, but by Sukkah, since you can't go without sleeping for 3 days, So it becomes muchrach to use the sukkah. So mimela, you make a bracha. Why didn't the Balamor answer Kipshuto? That by sukkah there's a kiyum mitzvah, and by matzah the whole mitzvah is to avoid eating chametz. So the Achron Mamadayik, the Balamor holds that etzem both, even though he quotes the Gemara calling it rishos, etzem both matzah and sukkah is a kiyum mitzvah. And then he's bothered. We'll see in a second why not the other way. It'll be difficult the other way. But pashas, they're both a kiyum mitzvah. So maishna, that you make a bracha on sukkah and not on matzah. So by sukkah, since you're forced to do that kiyum mitzvah, then you make a bracha. So in the stam kiyum mitzvah of matzah, like many other kiyum mitzvah, maybe we'll see later, you don't make a bracha, so you don't make a bracha. So that's Birkei Yosef is medayik that way, the Goyone Ashas medayik that way, and the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch from there, has a tshuva here in Chilik Beis and Mem Vav, speaks this out also, almost the second last page. Read the Binyan Tzion inside. So the Shoal asked on the Teretz HaBalamor, if someone can't sleep in the sukkah, bichlal, maybe he should make the bracha, because you no longer have the idea of Gimel Yom Beloshina. So he says, "Ein zekushia, the kviyas habrochi yapi ikra mitzvah, the vada kishetziva hakosuv leishay besukah, hanu lecho velishing, nosna hamitzvah misha yachol kaim also. Vim kain kivin sheyachol yos gimel yomim. Some person can't go 3 days without sleep. Kacha. So then he skips. He says in the second column, achein, in the second line, lulei divrei balamor, efshe gam kain lachalik od. Without the balamor, Teretz could have said differently. Dibe matza hatzivu levad shelo lechol chametz." So Balmor didn't say this parents. And he doesn't speak out in the first that the Indian is that Balkor Chachmat is a Kiyum Mitzvah. But that's certainly the direction he's leaning to. And it's, but it's more of a first in Birkei Yosef here. Birkei Yosef, it's a mentof ayin hay. And sif vav. So it says din zayin. Ein chi, it quotes the Shulchan Aruch, ein chi v'chilas matzah l'balala rishon b'vad. Hikshe balamor. Madlum v'arachin an kol shivam rotzov yachol matzah. Afti yirishos. Kiechim v'arach ha-sukka. V'chuli v'nechli l'rav z'sukka lo slagi b'loshina ayin sham. It says v'zeh shonim rabos shama oznai mipeh kodosh m'reinu rav agadol m'reinu yitzchak akoyim balbothik kuhunazal she'yatamu al balamor d'may kashise. What's the balamor bothered by? And he goes on to say that the chiluk is pashut, that by sukkah this is a kiyum mitzvah, ma'ashen kem matzah is only rishos. He's get to the next paragraph. He says v'fum riyah to d'shmaito the perka yoshon mashma l'medaktik. Look at the Gemara in Sukkah. Mashma d'atik. The I'm reading the ochel b'sukkah kol shiva mekayim mitzvahs ase. If you want to say that there's a kiyum mitzvah of sukkah kol shiva, k'divei harav haniskar. Gam be'ochel matzah b'pesach kol shiva mekayim mitzvahs achilas matzah. The Gemara has tesvav. It says ma'alai l'rishon chov v'shar yomim rishos. It's medam b'sukkah b'pesach. So the same way you want to see kiyum mitzvah by sukkah, there should be a kiyum mitzvah by matzah. The adi v'adi chad shiura. The shepher can most of a balamor view in the farkel shepher. It's good that he has the kash and gives his own teretz, because the ma'aseh they're both a kiyum mitzvah, and you have to give a chiluk between the two. Then Birkei Yosef says the other way around. Mashanira Yoser hu the matzah v'sukkah rishus. Really, they're both rishus. Ve'ena b'kayim mitzvah. Ela the lo sagi b'loshina. Mishum halchim matzim levarech. Really, even the balamor holds that matzah is only rishus, not a kiyum mitzvah, not like the gum. And so is sukkah. And afal pichin, since you can't go gimel yom in b'loshina, there's a chiv levarech. And that's a little more difficult to say. That means that you sof kol sof, you make the bracha on sukkah is not because of a kiyum mitzvah. Sukkah is only rishus. The inyan is same way by matzah to avoid chametz. So too by sukkah. The inyan is to avoid achilat mechutz basuk, mechutz l'sukkah. And since you're going to be forced to accomplish that avoidance, because yivshar gimel yom b'loshina, you're making the bracha on avoiding, on the fact that you have to avoid eating outside the sukkah. That's what Birkei Yosef is saying in the Shach Vatari of the Balamor. That's a little more difficult than saying that they're both kiyumei mitzvah, and just by sukkah, since you're forced to mekayim the kiyum mitzvah, that's why you say a bracha by sukkah, mashen kim by matzah. That's why we'd be more noted to say from the Balamor that there's an inyan of like the Gilyon Eshas is Medayik, that lechor is an inyan of kiyum mitzvah kol shiva. That would be the better pshat lechor in the Balamor. Now, lemaisa, what to do about the bracha? So Rav Sternbach asks, so why don't you make a bracha? She says, I'm matzah kol shiva, l'fida gon. So he says, kipshuto, since it's a kiyum and not a chiyum, and even though you find meshchita and truma, you make a bracha, there it's the misakin in the iser. Ashekim b'matzah, you're not being misakin in the iser, so you don't make a bracha. But Rav Elchanan has a more, he discusses it more. So in the end of Kiddushin here, kuf membeis. Because the question is, Mr. Sasesha is man grama, if you're being a tam, noshin ma mevarech on Mr. Sasesha is man grama. There's no chiv there, they make a bracha. So you can ask it that way. Maishna achilas matzah kol shiva, that there's no bracha to Mr. Sasesha is man grama. So that's what Rav Chanan deals with a little bit. So, Kuf Mem Beis, the last page there. Veharan kosev de mishim hachi, noshin mevarechos on Mr. Sasesha is man grama. Kevan de anoshin nitztavu, in hun nami shaychi b'mitzvos, shahare not lus alein tzchar. Men are chayiv in the mitzvah. Women are also shaych to the mitzvah because they get tzchar. Shepir yecholos lomar v'tzivana. That's how they could say v'tzivana. V'nirim medivri haran the tzarech le'tziruv shneya ta'amim. It seems like from the Ran that you need both things. Dahainu, number one, that the men are chayiv, and number two, that they are not lus tzchar. And he says, who cares the men are chayiv? How does that affect that they could say v'tzivanu? The fact that they get tzchar for doing the mitzvah. Why is that? That also tzarchiyon. So how could they say v'tzivanu? So in Kuf Mem Gimel, he quotes this Chizkuni. And then, in the next column, he explains it. In the middle of the paragraph, of the first column, he says... Okay, so he quotes... Say outside a second, he quotes the Ravid about Noshim Somchos Rishos, that Kach Nosna La Torah La Noshim Chol La Noshim Rishos Ve Noshim Dumya De Noshim L'Chol Mas Tasei Shaz Man Gromo, which is basically it's that it's not Stam that since the men are Chayiv, the women are also Shayiv to the mitzvahs, but it was given to the Noshim Be'ofen Shal Rishos. So what Rechon does with that is he says V'das Rebbeinu Tam. See in the column about 2/3 down, the Dashrin Ben Tam Lifsok Kahach Manda Amar, Vicholos Lomar Vitivano, Sheha Mitzvah Nitna Lunoshim Kemole Anoshim, Elashain Neenoshos Bibitol Ha Mitzvah. So, Rav Chanan asked two kashas before. He said, how could the Ran say that since men are Shaykh to the Mitzvah, a woman gets Char, that's the reason that they say Vitivano? How does men's Chiyuv help them say Vitivano? How does them getting Char affect them say Vitivano? So he's Mechadish now. That the Indian of Noshim, it's not dumb that men are chayiv and they're shayach to them. Rather, he's saying that mitzvah nit ala Noshim kemol ala Noshim. It's given similarly to women. It's given to women similarly the way that's given to men. Just if they don't do it, there's no onus on the bitul mitzvah. So that's how they can say vitzivano. There's a tzivoy that they can do often shal rishus. Just there's no onus on the bitula. But then he asks. It says Kemoshe Kosev B'Chizkuni in Matzah Kol Shiva, like we read before, that there's a Kiyum Mitzvah, and the Chizkuni spoke out that on Matzah, even your Mekabel Schara Matzah Kol Shiva, there's just no onus if you avoid Matzah Kol Shiva. He says in brackets here, El Delefi Zeh Hayu Efshel Varech Al Achilat Matzah Kol Shiva V'Zeh Lo Matzino. Lefi this Svara, that on anything where there's no onus B'Bitulo, there's a Shayach to make a Bracha. So lefi the chizkuni and the gon lechora, you should make a bracha on matzah kol shiva v'zeh lo matzino. We don't see mefurish that you make a bracha. So that's how Rav Chanan leaves off shver. But lechora, the way the Ran said it over, he says there's a tzir for shnei ta'amim. Number one, that it was given to Anashim and that Nashim are shayach to that as well. And number two, that they're mekabel schar. So when you think about kiyum matzah kol shiva. True, there's Kabbalah Schar, like the Chizkuni says in the Furish, there's Kabbalah Schar on Achilas Matzah Kol Shiva. But do you have the aspect of, since Anoshim are Chayav, so Noshim are also Shayach in the Mitzvah? Can you say that, in general, the way we say by Noshim, that it was given to them both in Shal Rishus, can you apply that to Matzah? The Indian in general, that it was given to Noshim both in Shal Rishus, is Kach Nasna Torah LeAnoshim Chov LeAnoshim Rishus. That's what the Ran is saying. The Ran's working with that Ravid, that you can only say it was given to the Noshim Lechov and Noshim Rishus as long as a Noshim are Nitztavu, then the Noshim could be Shayach to the Mitzvah. But if a Noshim aren't Chayav, then you can't say Noshim are Shayach to the Mitzvah. So as far as Kiyum Matzah Kol Shiva, where basically we're all in Noshim Linyan Zeh, it's a Kiyum Mitzvah, there's no Chiyuv, I don't know if you can say Kach Nasna Torah that there's no onish but bitula, and that the Kabbalah Schar should be enough to make a bracha. Because you might need the Tam Sheni as well, or the Tam Rishon, that you only can say v'tivonu as long as there is a tzivoy in the Olam, at least to Anoshim. But by Matzah Kol Shiva, there's no chiyuv b'chlal. So, after that would be the time and why you don't make a bracha, and that's why it would be chaluk for Mitzvah Seisha as Man Grama. Mitzvah Seisha Man Grama Anoshim could be mevarech, but Achila Kol Shiva you can. So, in conclusion, we have the Gon says Mefurish, this Kiyum Mitzvah of Matzah Kol Shiva, and the Chizkuni also. And Chor the Maradayik from various Gemaras, from the Rosh, from the Rambam, that you have the Inyan Achilas Matzah Kol Shiva. Maybe you can be Dayik from Tosos that didn't say like the Rosh, the Gabi the Os. Maybe you can be Dayik from Tosos like that, that there's no Kiyum Kol Shiva. You have the Kolbo and the Magen Avraham that say Mefurish, that Matzah, the Inyan of Matzah is only a Rishus, and the whole Indian is to avoid Chametz. And you have the way that the Baal Mor asked the Kasha, you can go either way, but Lechora, it's more Mestavar to say that Midayik from the Baal Mor, that there is a Kiyu Matzah Kol Shiva, and just Sukkah is different because Yeshar Lashina below Gimel Yomim. And the Nafkamina of all this is the Kiyu Mitzvah or not, so Rav Sternbach said maybe there's an Indian for Hitter to go after Zayas, Kol Zayas V'Zayas, to make a Q mitzvah of matzah kol shiva. If sure, you shouldn't put rov tavlinim on the matzah to still have a kiyum mitzvah, and le'inyan bracha. So we haven't seen anywhere before that you should make a bracha. Then Siv says in Shuva that it's not a bracha levatala if you don't make it. It's not a bracha levatala if you do make the bracha. And then as far as why you don't make the bracha in the Gaon, so we said now that either it's tam, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, you'll make a bracha, or you're lacking, since like Rav Chanan with that Riven and the Ran that Rav Chanan brought, the fact that there's no chiyuv out, there's no way to medam it. It's not like Nushin that they could be somich on the chiyuv of the Anushin to say v'tzivanu. You don't have the Indian of chiyuv by achilas matzah kol shiva, so that would be a reason why you don't make the bracha kol shiva. Okay.